This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com, and you'll see over 900 of our listeners have taken the time to plot themselves on our Free Talk Live map of listenership. It's international, around the world. You can be anywhere. You just punch in your location, add your name, a photo of yourself if you like, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be on our map. Map.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Australia looking at a possible smoking ban. Smokers could be banned from lighting up in their own cars following the New South Wales government decision to ban the habit in pubs and clubs. So they've already done the trendy thing,
yeah,
and they've made it so that you cannot smoke in any public pub or club location, and now they're going to go a little bit further, possibly. They're saying, well, we need to debate this. Public opinion needs to be canvassed before it's more seriously considered. But nonetheless, it is on the table at this point, and they are looking at banning people from smoking in their own cars. It is amazing.
Well, what's the reasoning in their minds behind banning people and smoking in their own cars?
I'm looking here. I think it's the children in the car.
Got to be the children in the car.
I think it's the children
either
in the car.
Either that or it's the lit cigarette falling in the lap.
There are few international examples of smoking being banned in cars. Similar bans have been considered in Germany, California, and New Jersey, but always rejected for reasons of privacy and no evidence that it reduced road accidents. The exception is Maine, which in 2005 banned smoking near foster children, including in cars. So they're thinking about it. So how do you feel about that? 800-259-9231. Could anybody possibly support this? Really?
I don't know.
I can't imagine.
People that support it are people that just don't want people to smoke.
The do-gooders.
I hate smoking.
Yeah.
So I'm for anything that has to do with not smoking.
I hate smoking and I hate freedom because I want to legislate against it. And no, I actually don't like smoking, man, which I don't like the way it smells. I don't like the way it smells.
You wouldn't let it happen in your house. I know that.
I wouldn't let it happen in my house, but it's my house. So I get to control what goes on in my own house. I would never, ever consider telling somebody else that they couldn't smoke in a business or they couldn't smoke in their own car or on the side of the street corner.
If they paid for the car, it's theirs.
That's right. I could understand if they were leasing it and then the company didn't want cigarette burns in their door frame and that sort of thing. But here we go. Yet another country looking at another... just taking another step. It's just baby steps towards just a total ban. Of course, we talked last week about how Australia, they've got a new cigarette pack design with graphic pictures on it of black lungs and dead babies and stuff to scare the cigarette smokers into quitting. Come on. You think these people don't know that they're hurting themselves? You think they're just not aware of that and you have to shove nasty pictures in their face to get them to figure it out? It's not going to stop anybody.
It is ridiculous.
It's just, really what it is, it's the government showing off how they can do whatever it is they want to with your property.
Yeah.
If you're in a business that the government doesn't agree with, the government will come right in there and tell you exactly how to do your business. They'll tell you exactly how your product should look. Who are they, anyway? Who are these people, Manwich? I didn't elect these people, and obviously I don't live in Australia, but these same ideas are being bandied about here in America. I did not elect people to control me. I did not elect people to tell me how to live my life. And those that attempt to tell me how to live my life will be met with the utmost of spite and the utmost of my efforts to fight these individuals. I can't stand them.
It's interesting. It's the whole democratic thing. This democratic thing is dangerous stuff because you never know who's going to be the next target. Today it's smokers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give everyone, all power, as far as you know, the democracy, the majority.
Or it could be breastfeeders.
It could be anything. Mm-hmm. And it could be just you. You know, you've made too much noise, Ian, and we're going to...
Whoa. I don't know what that was.
It was somebody strumming a guitar.
Yes, it was. Something. It sounded like a death ray.
It might have just been on our side, and nobody knows what we're talking
about.
It might be you next. And they just say, you've got a big mouth. We don't like hearing from you. We're voting to take away all of Ian's money and everything he's got. We're just going to take it away from him. And we're going to give it to the children. Or the United Way, or whatever, because it's a better use of the money, because this guy's a loudmouth jerk. Well, it shouldn't be that way. We have rights in this country, and I feel like if you want to set stuff on fire and inhale the smoke from that stuff, that's up to you, and it's in your car. You should be able to do
it. What about the kids in the back seat? Secondhand smoke could kill them.
Please.
Cancer.
Heart
attacks.
Anything could kill them. Putting them in the car is very likely to kill them.
Having them there is more likely to, they're going to more likely die in a car accident than they will from secondhand smoke. Which, by the way, the numbers are all blown up on that. The secondhand smoke thing. The EPA, look. Do not trust a word that the government says. That whole secondhand smoke, 50,000 people dying, came from a BS EPA report, the Environmental Protection Agency. It's a government group of bureaucrats. In fact, my girlfriend and I were just watching the excellent Penn and Teller show, BS, speaking of BS, the recycling episode. Did you know, Manwich, that recycling was started by one bureaucrat at the EPA writing a report about how he thought we were running out of landfill room and this was his brilliant solution? The entire idea traced back to one man. And it's all manufactured. The whole concept is total bunk.
It doesn't seem like you can take most things and recycle them at any kind of cost-effective number.
No. In fact, the only thing that is cost-effective to recycle...
Paper?
No. Aluminum cans.
Huh.
That's why
they get money for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's why all the poor guys in your neighborhood are going around picking them up, because they're worth something.
Now, why not paper?
No, because it costs...
I figure you could
you have to bleach it. You have to put it through... there's several processes...
Well, don't you have to bleach it originally anyway?
Because
of the ink. They have to bleach out the ink.
Exactly. There's several processes that it has to go through to make it usable again. And, in fact, all those processes you have to put it through creates more pollution than creating the paper from scratch.
I've seen they've sold unbleached paper before, and I think that would give... I think that could become vogue, and people would use that.
The what now? I'm sorry.
Unbleached recycled paper.
Unbleached?
Yeah, they make unbleached recycled paper.
Oh, it's the brown stuff,
yeah, it's
right?
Brown. But I think that could become vogue. I think people could use that.
Well, there's more to it, man, which to actually collect it, to process it, to get it back into a usable form.
Well,
the paper and the plastic as well.
You've got to collect wood and grind it up and then pulp it. And I would think that would be pretty similar to collecting the paper, grinding it, and pulping it.
No,
I don't know.
Because recycling costs time and effort.
Processing wood.
No, because people that are going after wood, creating paper from scratch, are actually looking after profits. Recycling programs are heavily subsidized by governments, and so therefore they don't actually exist in the marketplace.
I understand
they could
how
possibly
they
exist in the marketplace.
Wouldn't exist in the marketplace, but you would think that it would be a source that these companies would buy the paper.
But why? It would cost more.
I don't know that it costs more.
Well, I'm telling you, it would cost more.
I it seems to me you could come up with a process.
But they haven't.
Okay.
Because it's government bureaucrats, Manwich. This is a government make-work program. The people in the recycling business, they all have their jobs because some EPA bureaucrat back in the 1980s said that this should happen. Welcome back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about war and liberty. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Talk radio where you're in control. So give us a call at 1-800-259-9231 and check out our live stream on the internet. We've got two sizes.
That's right.
Two sizes. One is broadband for those of you who are running around in 2006, and one is dial-up for those of you running around in 1996. So, check them out, whatever size you want, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world, just like so many do.
Yeah, check them out. You want to get rid of that from your vocabulary, man. Man, which is not used to opening the show.
No, I'm so bad at this.
I gotta say, actually, that was, you did a great job.
Did I?
Check it out, though, is a cliche.
It's too cliche.
Yeah, it's a website cliche. Check out our website.
Come on down.
That's what everybody says. Check it out.
Okay.
And I've been guilty of it in the past.
You're right.
But visit our website, freetalklive.com. All right.
Enjoy our live streaming
at freetalklive.com.
Yes.
There you go. You're getting more creative by the minute.
That's right.
All right. 800-259-9231. You can join us on the phones. You can shoot us an email as well, although the emails we may or may not read them. FTL at freetalklive.com. I mean, we read them, but
yes,
we may or may not read them on the air.
Yes.
Let's go to Richard in Australia on the Amplifier Only line. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
G'day, guys.
G'day, sir.
It's not surprising to hear that the same bloke who put in random road stops and random searches when we had some problems down at the beaches is also the same bloke proposing these cigarette in the car bans. But look, that's
they're talking about banning cigarettes in cars in Australia. Just amazing stuff, huh?
He wants to keep everybody safe, doesn't he, Richard?
He does. I mean, look, his heart's probably in the right place. God bless him.
I gotta assume he is, because I would hate to think that he's trying to create a monolithic police state, which is what he's in fact doing.
Mm. Indeed.
Actually, he's a new bloke in power, so I think he's just flexing a bit of muscle.
Yeah.
But look, what I wanted to talk about was what I termed bludging pilgrims, and you struggle a little bit with bludging, and bludging is a term that we have here for people who just live off everybody else.
Mooches. Sponges.
Mooching pilgrims.
Okay.
You had commented a while ago about how the first couple of years when your pilgrims came over, it was basically a socialist society and people were mooching off it. Now, unfortunately, I had a look at the numbers of people who were on the BBS and the number of people of amplifiers, and only 16% of that number are actually amplifiers.
Okay.
Now, I know you say on your thing that, well, if you can't afford the $3 or whatever, that's okay, listen for free. However, I believe that many of those people who are on the BBS are your regular listeners and therefore believe in this message, and a lot of them are mooching. And I think that if you, in the period of a month, are giving any money to charity, then you can afford $3. If you're buying a six-pack or a burger and chips one time in the month, then you can afford $3. If you're giving pocket money to your kids, instead of giving them a rise, put $3 in for supporting liberty and freedom. It really just got under my skin after seeing those police videos the other night, after hearing this thing on the smoking ban, after getting head up about all these things, and I thought, if you're on there on the BBS and you're not throwing $3 in a month, then you're just bludging off the rest of everybody else who's doing the effort.
I gotta say, I didn't put you up to this call, man, because I don't like to rake people over the coals. I don't like to push their face in it. But you make some persuasive points, man. It's less than the cost of a hamburger and fries to support Free Talk Live with the AMP program.
I think that most people just haven't come up with the time to do it.
They haven't gotten around to it.
$3 is nothing. Most people have credit cards. We do have a lot of listeners that are high school students, and I wouldn't really have much expectation that they would do it.
Certainly not.
And I'm just happy to get the message out to them. I'm happy to get the message out to anyone. But
absolutely. And that's why it is voluntary.
Yeah.
I mean, and as Johnson pointed out, having a 16% conversion rate is incredible. And if you're trying to get a group of people to buy something from you, having 16% of any group buy something is really, really good. But nonetheless, we appreciate you calling in and doing a little bit of raking for us.
Thank you.
Richard, thanks, man. We appreciate it. And we're glad you amped the program, man, because it does count and it does help quite a bit, even from overseas. Thank you, sir. Have a good night. 800-259-9231.
You know, I was going to make a joke after he had said it. I was like, and your check's in the mail, Richard. But then I realized what he's saying was so important and so powerful that I feel like it's the truth, that people that listen should support the show. Once they say to themselves, yeah, I agree with what these guys say, I agree with what these guys are doing, then that's the next step. Go ahead and do it.
Well, you know, if you can't do it, don't worry about it. That's why we give you everything.
You know, that's not how NPR makes it, Ian. They do not make it by saying,
NPR sucks.
NPR is NPR is great radio. I listen to NPR every morning. I love NPR. And they get all kinds of money from...
Oh, maybe, I'm sorry, I've never really listened to NPR. All I've heard is the public radio. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, you're thinking, like a public radio station.
Now,
NPR is a news. A station pays NPR for their national content, and they get all kinds of tax dollars too, which I think is wrong. But each of these stations get huge money from their locals, people around there, and They don't say, you know, it's just okay if you can't afford it. They don't say that because they need the money just to do business, to survive. Mm-hmm. And I'm not willing to say it's okay.
Well, it is okay because we're not going to shut you out.
And I don't think we're ever going to stop broadcasting either.
Right.
But at this point, nobody on the show is getting paid. How are we going to do a full-time and therefore even better show that's going to reach more people if no one on the show is getting paid?
I don't know. 1-800-259-9223.
Right,
I'm not going to spend any more time raking anybody over the coals on that. There's no point. They're either going to do it or they're not, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get to the war. Let's talk about this issue. You've got some sort of issue about what? Libertarians
in
the war?
I'm sorry. I want to go back to it. That's a bad point because AMP isn't used to pay anyone anyway.
No, it's not.
So, you know, we have to sell ads in order to pay people, so that's
right.
It's not a valid point, and I'm sorry.
Okay. You better be sorry.
Go to hell. I've got a... Sorry, I got an article here that I want to read.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It is written by a man named Arthur Silbert. And it's about, you know, his thoughts on libertarianism.
Oh.
And,
Is he a libertarian?
I'm not going to preface that. I do not believe he is.
Okay.
When I wrote this article and several related ones almost 3 years ago, I still thought that it might be possible to reach those alleged libertarians who support Bush to one degree or another. Now, I don't know. I can't really tell what he is by reading this article. And let's see, one degree or another, and who are defenders of his foreign policy in particular. I consider it unlikely that they would alter their views, but I thought it worthwhile to at least try. In the time that has elapsed, I have given up any hope on that score. Nowadays, if these people criticize Bush's foreign policy at all, it is only to say that Bush is not brutal enough and that he should wage war still more widely. I do not know whether it is
ignorance. Those aren't libertarians.
Maybe. Whether it is ignorance or intellectual dishonesty that makes these libertarians cling to the now conclusively discredited Wilsonian delusion of world transformation by means of military force. I love that line.
Yeah.
and it's pretty accurate. Whatever factors may be involved in an individual case, it has been indisputably clear for some time that no amount of contrary evidence will cause these people to change their minds.
Well, what we're talking about here, what he's referring to are the people that call themselves libertarians, but yet go about supporting pro-war stuff. They are like hawk libertarians, which to me seems a little contradictory. We'll get into more. 800-259-9231, your thoughts as well. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so Manwich, let's continue with your email here. I believe you got this via email. Somebody sent this to you. It's an article by a guy who is about to tear up the pro-war libertarian crowd. And if you ask me, you can't be a libertarian and be for wars that are instigated by this country, which is, of course, what the Iraq situation is.
I have to agree that if you are intellectually rigorous, that you can't be a pro-war libertarian. I think you could be intellectually lazy and say, well, they attacked us. But it doesn't take
they
much.
They didn't attack us.
Well, somebody attacked us. So, you know, Middle Easterners attacked us.
We had a building blown up. Now we can attack everybody. It could have been anyone.
And I think that if you spend a little time with that thought process, and I haven't spent a little bit of time with every thought process in the world. There's plenty of things I haven't been intellectually rigorous with. That doesn't make me stupid. It just means that that's an area I haven't focused on.
Right.
But if you're going to have an opinion like, let's kill people, you should spend some time on it.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish this article. At one time, libertarianism represented a serious and vital intellectual tradition, one that included, of course, it was a completely obscure and marginal intellectual tradition.
It still is.
It's at least moving towards
it's
the mainstream. People understand the word, which
right.
means that we have a lot of pretenders out there, like this guy is complaining about.
Okay.
That included thinkers and writers of great significance, such as Hayek and von Mises. The faux libertarians of today, which means they look like libertarians, but
right.
they're not.
False.
Who are especially and annoyingly numerous among bloggers, have rendered genuine libertarianism unrecognizable. For the moment, libertarian...
I have to mention Neil Bortz.
Yeah. I have to say that. I mean, I like Neil being on our side on most things, but he's definitely not as far as the war, and that is a big deal.
Yeah.
For the moment, libertarianism's reputation has been almost entirely destroyed, and deservedly so. If one considers only its loudest contemporary advocates, these phony libertarians have no understanding at all of the principles they claim to be defending, and genuine liberty can find no place in their worldview.
Mm.
Since they have repeatedly demonstrated their unswerving refusal to change their minds even in the face of incontrovertible and overwhelming evidence, they might at least reconsider the manner in which they describe themselves. I would suggest cheap propagandists or fourth-rate hacks. He's not being very nice, is he? As much more accurate with regard to their approach and methodology. Such terms still fail to capture the depth of their betrayal, but they would be vastly preferable. And at least unsuspecting readers would be warned about the degree of attention that ought to be paid to such people, which is to say, precisely none at all. I consider it unnecessary to name names. I think that most readers know the bloggers and the other writers to whom I refer. Some might consider these judgments too harsh. I will note only that most of these libertarians have been agitating for war against Iran for some time.
Ugh.
Such a military attack could all too easily be the beginning of a genuine world war, one that could witness devastation on an incomprehensibly horrifying scale. Given the stakes involved, I think my conclusion is, if anything, far too kind.
You know, this issue, this libertarians and war, there's definitely two major camps in the libertarian movement.
There are.
and why these people that are for the war call themselves libertarians still. It's just they want to make themselves feel good. They want to make themselves feel as though they're still different because they agree with ending the war on drugs or something. They want to point out that I'm a libertarian and I'm for the military. I'm for the war. And it's made me get to the point where I'm a life member of the Libertarian Party. Mm-hmm. So I get the Libertarian Party news every month. They send out a newspaper and there's a mailbox section where they print letters from libertarians around the country. And I don't read them anymore because I got so sick of them printing these pro-war hawk letters in the Libertarian Party news. And I understand it's a mailbox section, and I understand you got to get people's opinions and everything, but I think that if you're the Libertarian Party and you're the party of principle, I don't think that you should let pro-war people have
big government, because that's what it takes to fight a war.
Right.
A big giant government.
Pro taxes, essentially, is what that is.
Yeah.
These people should not have the Libertarian Party news as a platform to espouse their views. I'm not a censor or anything like that. Go ahead, have your views and create your own little war hawk party, where you can talk about how you're all so anti-tax, except for when it comes to the war, because that's what it's about. I mean, you don't get to have a war unless you have a big government printing money. What about that issue? What about the fact that this war, all of these wars that we've been in, have been financed by the printing press? What do the pro-war libertarians have to say about that? I wonder about that. 800-259-9231.
Financed by the printing press?
Yeah, financed by the printing press, by the Federal Reserve's printing press. What, you need some more money for the war? Here you go.
I get where
they don't have to. They don't have to go out and earn the money. They create it. And then we all suffer because they're printing more money, meaning our money becomes worth less. It's inflation.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's another thing that war brings us. There's so many different aspects to war that have nothing to do with liberty. Hey, I've got no problem with defense. I've got no problem with self-defense, with defending against attacks that are coming here. But what I do have
I don't
a problem,
think any libertarian, not few libertarians would have a problem with defending our own nation against attacks.
But I still have a problem with coercively defending our nation against attacks. All defense should be funded on a voluntary basis. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Would you have a problem with spreading freedom in Iraq?
I don't. I wish we did, though.
This subject actually really upsets me. There are several people who call themselves libertarians on the air, like Bort, and another guy called Jay Severn, who you probably never heard of.
He's in Boston.
Yeah, well, he used to be anyway. Now he's gone national. But,
that's right, he's syndicated. He's our competition.
Right, he used to like swear up and down that he's a libertarian. And then, when it comes down to, drafting soldiers to go, to slavery. I mean, oh my God! Like, okay, when it comes down to the state saying that we have to send people over to die in another country, no matter what other people say. Oh, he's all for that. It's just I'm sorry.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it has to do with why is it that somebody who might be principled otherwise will all of a sudden break rank and become an unprincipled hack, as this other guy put it, in regards to the war? Is it because it's popular?
It's really beyond me. I don't understand the mindset, how you can be principled, because a lot of, like, Bortz and Severin are very principled in a lot of other ways. They'll stand, they'll be for, ending the drug war and all those kinds of other stuff, and then they start going on about the Iraq and how they just want to, they voted, for Bush because they're to keep Kerry out of office and stuff like that, and it just drives me crazy. I don't understand where they're coming from.
It doesn't make sense. Matthew, thanks for the call.
800-259-9231.
I think it has to do with being popular. They're just afraid in this business. They're afraid that if they were to come out against war, that it'd be the end of their careers.
72% of the troops think that we should leave. How could that be unpopular?
800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki. WYKIWiki.freetalklive.com. It is our listener sandbox, our digital sandbox, a cornucopia of information is there, and it's all been created by the listeners. You get in there, create yourself an account, and you can edit the wiki. You can add things to it. You can change what you see there, and it's just an interesting little dynamic that we've created. Wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about these so-called pro-war libertarians. These individuals, there's some of them that are on the radio. They like to talk about how they're so great and they're so different because they're libertarians and they want to end the war on drugs and they think taxes are a pretty bad thing in general. Well, now, wait a minute. Bortz doesn't think taxes are a bad thing. He's a huge fan. He likes taxes, doesn't he? He likes the fair tax. He's pimping that every day on his show.
I don't know if it's entirely that way. He's anti-tax, but he's anti-tax in a very progressive, very slow way.
Being for taxes does not mean you're anti-tax. You cannot be anti-tax and then come on the air and say, well, I think this tax is a great idea. You have to be consistent.
One of the things he said is that he would like to see at the bottom of all legislation that, Congress believes that this money is better spent by us than by the American people or something like that, which I think is great.
Very cute. Okay. Well, anyway, so there are these people that call themselves libertarians, and then they start showing their true colors. They show how they're not really libertarians, because when you're a libertarian, you don't believe in force to achieve political or social goals. It's a simple principle. It's very simple. Zero aggression principle, that sort of thing. You don't believe in forcing others to do what you think they should do. You might be right. You might be right. Maybe smoking is a really bad thing. But you would never use force to prevent to make it so somebody couldn't smoke. You would never consider ever doing something like that. You'd persuade.
I do think that.
You could persuade them. You could say, hey, buddy, maybe you should consider stopping smoking. And you can use your powers of persuasion on them. But that's all a libertarian will ever do. And libertarians' ideas will never, we always want them to be funded on a voluntary basis. We might have a good idea, but we would never consider forcing you to pay for it. It may be the greatest idea in the world, but you shouldn't have to pay for it if you don't want to. So that's what libertarians are all about. Unfortunately, there are these so-called libertarians out there that are labeling themselves as libertarians, and nobody can stop them. Certainly a libertarian wouldn't stop them from doing it. You know, we would never consider running into Neil Bortz's studio and throwing a firebomb in there.
Plenty of people have called in Neil Bortz's show and said, hey, you're not a libertarian.
Have they?
Yeah, sure. And then he defends himself by saying, uh-huh. You know, it just turns into a mash.
Yeah.
You know, because I guess you, the thing is you won't get you have to debate him point by point on, well, are you pro-freedom here or pro-freedom here, pro-freedom here, pro-freedom mm-hmm. here? And you have to put a preponderance of evidence forth to say, look, you're not in fact a libertarian. And right. No one is going to get that kind of time because that's not how talk radio works.
Of course.
You've got 2 minutes, tops, to make your point. So you could never win this argument. You could just say, look, you're not a libertarian on this particular issue. You're a pro-war, pro-big government, you know, statist is what you are.
And the problem, you know, one of the problems is with people that have these big government issues that they like, they've got their pet issue that they want to see the government handle, mm-hmm. whether it be war or whatever
roads.
Roads. The problem is when you get when you get 535 libertarians plus or minus one issue, when you get 535 of them elected to Congress.
Well, that's how many people are in Congress.
Right. When you get a bunch of them in there and they're all calling themselves libertarians, except they think the government should do this and this and this.
Pretty soon you've got a big government because it's all about compromise.
Then you've got a bunch of exceptions.
Because if I want to get my war stuff through, you've got to go ahead with I've got to go ahead with your road stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once you're going ahead, if we want to be able to get a majority, then we got to go ahead with the guy who wants to, you know, the gal who's in there that wants to fund schools. We got to get the children.
Right.
And then you've got to you're doing school
the
lunches.
Smoking man.
Don't forget the poor people. And everybody's got their own
thing.
And here
we are again.
Bam.
Right
out the middle.
That's why principles are important, and these pro-war libertarians just don't understand it. Hey, you know, you want to go invade another country? Go! Pick up your guns! Get your ammo! Have a good old time! I'm going to stay here and do my radio show and enjoy my friends and family and video games and all that.
A war is an inefficient thing anyway, because what we generally do in this country is we're upset with a person. We're upset mm-hmm. with Kim Jong-il. We're upset with Saddam Hussein. We're upset with Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go ahead and allow people to see. The problem is politicians don't like assassination. It's bad. It's an idea. Oh, we're not going to send anybody over there to kill their politicians.
They might do that to me.
So they don't want to ever get into that arena. They'd consider nuclear bombs before
they
ever consider.
No, they would not, because that puts them at risk as well.
I think they.
That's why we don't mess with countries with nuclear capability, because the politicians are at risk.
I see what you're saying.
You only mess with those that you can safely send the peons over to fight. Whenever the peons can do all the work, then it's fine.
Right, absolutely. They want the serfs to go over there and fight their wars for, you know, it's just serfs fighting against serfs, and it's nonsense.
It's sad. 800-259-9231. Hey, we got an email in from one of our listeners about RFID, and he makes some interesting points about this future society where you're going to have something in your thumb and you just, you know, wave it over a hand scanner and it'll take money out of your credit card account and things like that. And how this system could be scammed. Some real, real interesting thinking on that coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain, so if you want to make that call, now would be the time to do it. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website. We give it away to you because, well, that's why that's the way a talk show website should be. Everything should be free. And you should be supporting us on a voluntary basis if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. Amp.freetalklive.com. As our man in Australia called in earlier and pointed out, you can amp our show for less than the cost of a Happy Meal. $3 a month
wow.
is all we ask for. And
how much does a Happy Meal cost?
I don't know. I'm guessing $5. I really, honestly, don't.
I don't honestly don't have any idea.
Anyway.
It's like George Bush when they asked him how much a gallon of milk was. He's the president of the United States. He's not out buying milk.
Amp.freetalklive.com is a place to go to learn about the program. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. That $3 a month comes right in and goes right back out into advertising, promoting, and marketing Free Talk Live, getting us on more stations, getting us on more internet connections, and getting more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So you can help with that. Amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, when we reach our goal, we will reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. All right, amp.freetalklive.com. To the email box, ftl@freetalklive.com for Matthew. Manwich talked about how people might kill executives to get to their RFID chips. We're talking about a future where everybody's chipped, right? And you want to get access to the executive's office. Well, kill him. Cut off his hand and take it to the, you know, the hand.
Wherever, or, you know, kill him, take it. pry it out of his neck and...
get this. Someone wouldn't need to kill the executive to get his ID chip. You could just scan him with an RFID scanner and then just reproduce a chip with the same ID. In fact, this has already been done. It's called hacking RFIDs, and since they're so easy to clone, I can't think of anything useful that you could do with RFID chips except for tracking items and individuals. Well, the same goes for biometrics. Why, you ask? Well, because if someone steals your credit card number, you can just get a new number, get a new card.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone steals your thumbprint data, when you put your thumb on a thumb scanner, you can't get a new thumbprint. You could be screwed for life. If someone stole your identity with biometrics...
Not good.
That's really scary, and I hadn't even thought of that. Thanks for the email on that one, Matthew.
I mean, we assume that these things are foolproof, but so far, we've managed to prove that there isn't a lock that a thief can't pick.
It, no doubt about it.
And to think that there is a lock that a thief can't pick is the same sort of nonsense that makes the real ID thing so scary.
By the way, Slim emailed in, quick point on recycling. He says, Ian, some newspaper is able to be recycled at a cost-effective point. The product is home insulation, newspaper, and some cotton is made
into... I put that in my roof this last weekend.
Insulation for homes is a cheap, effective product. Well, it may be, Slim, but you're not factoring in all of the costs. You have to factor in the fact that recycling programs are heavily subsidized by the government, A. Secondly, how about the collection costs? If it really was worth something, people would be going around pulling the papers out of your recycling bins. Like there are people that drive around. There's a man that drives around the neighborhoods here in Sarasota who's on a little, he's on his little cart and he drives around, he's crippled, and he's got a little thing and he reaches in and he pulls out cans. That's what he does because it's worth money. Nobody does that for newspaper because it's not worth squat. When you factor in the realities of the economy and the economics of this, and you factor out the subsidies and all the government BS involved, it doesn't work out. Well, otherwise, the market would provide for it.
I don't think that's entirely true, because at this point, you can't tell because it is subsidized.
Yes, you can tell.
No,
you can reverse. You can reverse and run the numbers. It's easy. And you can look at what the market's doing.
You're just talking about insulation.
The market is not demanding this. Otherwise, there would be an easy paper drop-off point, and you'd get paid for it.
The processing of this is nothing. It's chewing up newspaper and spitting it into somebody's ceiling.
Nobody's getting paid to collect newspapers. Thanks. We're done for tonight. Been in here with you.
And man,
see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...